Hi guys, welcome to the Aman Magazine podcast, where we talk about everything from pop culture, fashion, and everything Atlanta. I'm the editor-in-chief and your host, Amani Sams. I'm so excited to bring you the first episode of this year for 2020. We definitely have 2020 vision this year. So do me a favor, if you're enjoying the show thus far, please subscribe, share your favorite episode, or leave a review. Check out the show's notes below for important updates, links, and our social media handles so you can get your daily news updates. But before we start this show, I would like to say thank you to everyone that attended our 4th annual Christmas party / teddy bear drive in Atlanta this past December. I know it's a little late, but the event benefited the Lisa Left Eye Lopez Foundation, and we collected over 100 toys and teddy bears. So I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. And I also want to thank our celebrity guest and ambassador, Erica Page of Owns Ambitions. Stay tuned for a recap of what happened last year. So it's the new year, but I want to take a look back at the influential people and pivotal moments of 2019. So let's just start off with R. Kelly. R. Kelly had the most, oh my gosh, I don't want to say horrible. I don't want to use horrible because that's a little bit dramatic. But he had the most tumultuous year ever in life. And it all played out on everybody's newsstand, TV. It was horrible. The year started off with a bang as Lifetime aired the 3-part documentary called Surviving R. Kelly about the artist, formerly known as R. Kelly. Everybody just calling him Robert now. But yeah, it started out with him talking about his fetishes of being with teenage girls. Several women came forward to tell their side of the story through the documentary, and it was a 3-part series. So throughout the 3 days of Lifetime ranked in 1.9 million views, and it's the highest rated program on their show. I mean, on the channel, on the station. In 2 years, 1.9 million. So, of course, R. Kelly denied all these allegations. However, he was arrested and he's currently being held in jail without bond for child pornography charges, 13 counts of enticing minors, and other charges like obstructing justice and everything like that. So, recently, his ex-wife, Andrea Kelly, you know, she was his backup dancer for a while, she appeared on the documentary, and she announced that, well, she appeared on the first one. It's another one that came out this year, and she quickly said that she wanted no more parts of it because, I mean, this first one, you guys, the one last year just shook people. It rocked the world. And so I'm guessing she didn't want any more parts of it for the second part of the series. And she said she was suing Lifetime for including her in the second installment, like the trailer, because she was like, I told them I didn't want to be a part of it. And I mean, so yeah, that's that. And you know, on the documentary, they had his brother, they had his old managers, they had his high school chorus teacher. I mean, everybody was on there. So you know, he's saying he didn't do it, but if all these people come out the woodworks, what would you think? The next thing that was a major part of last year, of 2019, was the untimely death of California rapper, philanthropist, and entrepreneur Nipsey Hussle. Nipsey was shot and killed, unfortunately, in front of his Marathon clothing store on March the 31st by an alleged gang member, Eric Holder. Eric Holder is currently in jail. He has been in jail since around that time last year, and was previously represented by Christopher Darden. And if you don't know who Christopher Darden is, you can catch up on one of our previous episodes. But he was a co-prosecutor of the O.J. Simpson trial. And Darden quickly dropped the case after he received numerous death threats. And, I mean, it was pretty bad for him. If I was him, I would have dropped out too. Since Nipsey's passing, he's been nominated for 3 Grammys. He was granted the BET's Humanitarian Award 3 months after his death. And his longtime girlfriend and mother to his son, Cross, Lauren London, was granted guardianship over their son, Cross's estate. And she will now be in charge of all the legal matters as far as what happens with Cross's things and pertaining to their son. And music journalist Rob Kenner is set to release Nipsey's biography entitled The Marathon Don't Stop sometime this year. . 2019 was also a great year for Cardi B. Okay, so never underestimate the underdog. Cardi B has been on the scene since Love and Hip Hop and has dominated hip hop. So let's just start off with just saying that last year she was the first female rapper to cover American Vogue. And not only was she on the cover, but she also had baby culture. It was so cute in her red. She also opened up the BET Awards with Offset with a mashup of their hits Clout and Press. And she made her film debut in Hustlers alongside Jennifer Lopez and Keke Palmer. And she also appeared on Netflix series Rhythm and Flow alongside T.I. and Chance the Rapper. But above all else, she won a Grammy for Best Rap Album of the Year last year. She's become the first female rapper to win this award as a solo artist. And this was her speech at the Grammys. Okay, Barbs, all you Barbs out there. Aside from Cardi B having an amazing year, Nicki Minaj also had an amazing year because she and her high school sweetheart, Kenneth Petty, tied the knot. They got married in October of last year. But, of course, a lot of people was giving her flack and, you know, all this gossip and drama because he was in prison previous to that. And, you know, the two were spotted in Beverly Hills Courthouse getting their marriage license earlier. And she never really mentioned it. The only way she mentioned it is she posted bride and groom, like, mugs. And, like, they had their hats, like, via her Instagram. And they didn't have, like, a big wedding ceremony. But I think that is coming up this year. But, of course, Wendy Williams got on her show and she made it a big deal that Kenneth used to be in prison for rape or something like that, allegedly. And of course, Nicki didn't let that go down peacefully. And she responded to Wendy on her Queen radio show. And this is what she had to say.
We always mention people's past. And that's not what God does, Mr. Wendy P. Williams. I mean, Pendy Prince Thorn. I'ma eat my mother. I ain't cursing today, but I'ma eat my mother pickle for a second, cause I got something to say. God already told us that he placed our sins into the sea of forgetfulness. So how can you remember something that God already forgot? How can you blast a bunch of rappers and interview a bunch of rappers that all they do is talk about shooting and killing, then continue to mention somebody that actually did that, who served their time and paid their debts to society? But that's why Kevin was on that island chilling, and I can't.
And then she goes on to mention, you know, Wendy Williams' ex-husband, I guess everybody knows, you know, that outside baby that he had, and it just got ugly from there. So, you know, she blasted her, she got her back from talking about her man, Kenneth. But, yes, Nicki Minaj is officially Mrs. Petty, and I'm kind of looking forward to her using that last name and some metaphors of some new songs. I mean, that can go very well on some tracks. Turned to God and has vowed to never sing or perform his old secular songs again. So that means no Life of Pablo, no Watch the Throne, no College Dropout, no Ye, and definitely no Yeezus. It's just strictly gospel songs. And I'm okay with that. He took his Sunday services to several churches across the world, including New Birth Missionary Baptist Church here in Atlanta, Joel Osteen's church in Texas, and of course to Coachella before the festivities began. He released two albums this year entitled Jesus is King and Jesus is Born. And here's a little snippet of what Pastor Jamal Bryant stated before Kanye took the stage at his church in Atlanta. Take a listen.
Room. And we give God glory. We give him praise.
came out after that, and T.I. was in the building, like, all the Atlanta stars knew. Apparently, it was a surprise to the congregation. Maybe some of them knew, but I was shocked. I would have liked to go on. Where was my invitation to church? But I think that his choir is amazing. His choir sounds beautiful. They're taking, like, most of his songs anyway and just flipping it and changing some words around and making it into a gospel song. Besides the songs from his new album. Like, I think one of the songs has the chorus from Pony. You know, Genuine's Pony. And, of course, he does Jesus Walks. But I think this is a great concept for Kanye. I mean, he's a family man. He's married. Him and Kim just welcomed another son last year. And so I think that this is pretty good for the family. And last but not least, Lil Nas X came on the scene in 2019 and shook things up, and I mean literally. Montero Lamar Hill, known professionally as Lil Nas X, made history last year as the first openly LGBTQ artist to win a country music award for his hit song, Old Town Road. The hit single reached number one on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 and remained there for 19 weeks straight, you guys. He released his EP, 7, and released his second single, Panini, later after that. He then announced his retirement from music via Twitter. But, of course, that was just, you know, psych. It was a mistake, because soon after that, he began going back on tour. He performed at the Grammys, and he just made history. So I can't wait to see what happens this year. I can't wait to see how we progress musically, culturally, entertainment wise through this year. So please make sure to stay tuned for more content. We upload a new episode every Saturday morning here, and make sure to follow us on Instagram at Aman_mag. That's AMAN_MAG. I'm Amani, your host, and thank you for listening to another episode of the Amon Magazine Podcast.